Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again, everyone. From the news desk at the North Pole Flight Command, this is Elf Alpine reporting. We are now under 15 hours until Santa launches. The sleigh is out right now on its final test flight, and we've got tracker elves all over the world either checking in or actively at work. Joining us from the Regional Tracking Center for Sector 5 in St. Nicholas, Minnesota, is the elf supervisor for the largest sector of believers in the world, Elf Pinky Yates. Pinky, it's a bit early in Sector 5, is it not?
It is, Al. This is one of our challenges in not only being the largest sector, but in being the last one that Santa delivers to. We have an enthusiastic base of believers, and even though it's still only December 23rd, they are very motivated for Santa's arrival.
How do you keep them focused? How are trackers in Sector 5 doing when it comes to delivering the vital information Santa needs when he arrives in Sector 5?
Well, they've been reporting for months already, so the lion's share of the work is done. Santa has great information, and other than late-breaking news when it comes to weather, or traffic, or something else, we really need elves out there to just listen to what Santa is asking for. So a short attention span at this point in the game is a good thing.
I see. Do you see any obstacles or things to worry about for Santa before he heads into Sector 5 tomorrow?
I think we've got it covered. It's time to hang stockings and look to the skies for flying sleighs.
Outstanding report, Pinky. We look forward to another record-setting flight by Santa in North America again this year. We'll talk to you again soon, Pinky. From the North Pole Flight Command, this is Elf Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.